Test 82, Section 1, Question 15. This one says, we compared gold samples from several ancient artifacts with gold from an ancient mine. Okay, several ancient artifacts with ancient mine. Ratios of trace were all very similar, and they were unlike trace element ratios from any other known mine. So they were similar, not similar to anything else. It is therefore likely that the gold in the artifacts was dug from the ancient mine. So really saying it came from the mine because they compared gold samples and trace elements, and these were similar, and they're unlike the trace element ratios to other known mine. So the gap here is it's known mine. Maybe it was, you know, an unknown mine. I don't know. We have to weaken that. So we're going to say it's not from that that mine. The ancient mine tapped into a large underground deposit that also supplied nearby river beds with significant quantities of gold. Yeah, maybe, because that would say it wasn't necessarily dug. It could have come from the river. So I like A a lot. Ancient mine may have one time been operated by the same civilization. That would strengthen it. The ancient mine was first operated many centuries before they were constructed. It doesn't really matter if it was operated before. Now, if it said that they were constructed before the mine was operated, that would have been a problem, but not that the mine came first. The ancient gold artifacts are often considered for construction of gold from earlier. It doesn't say that it isn't from that mine. Much of the gold dug from the ancient mine was transported far away. Now, it doesn't say that some of it didn't stick around. So, therefore, A is going to be our best answer. What it goes at is that it wasn't dug from the mine. It could have come from the riverbeds where it came from. So, therefore, A is our correct response.